mind, man, from man, word man has come, man, and in woman also, man is there, W-O, man. Man is there for man and woman. What man is there, that is called as a the living being. When the mind is there, that is man. Man has come in English. Mind has, nature of the mind is unsteady, always changing, not steady. The mood swings. Today I want that one, tomorrow I want different one, and now I want that one, I changed my mind, mood keeps on moving. The nature of the mind is that one, goes up and down. Mind, man is connected to moon. Moon up in the sky, today is Saptami, today, tomorrow is Ashtami, and not tomorrow is different again. Day after tomorrow it's different. And new moon comes, no moon comes, then full moon comes. Never steady. Man and moon are linked, indicating it is never steady. Never steady. The man, like here track, here four tracks are there. Mind, man means it goes in the three tracks. Generally, sattvic track, rajasic track, and tamasic track. It goes through the tracks. It follows the track. Tamasic track means dull track. No inspiration in life, no joy in life, no motivation. Looking at the face itself, others also feel very bored looking at that person. There's no joy, that is a very dull face. Tamasic. And no motivation to get up in the morning also. And very laid back procrastination. Bhagavad Gita talks about the quality of a person with a tamoguna. Procrastinate. Everything puts off. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. Wife will be saying, do the gardening. The husband will be saying, tomorrow. And procrastination, it is tamoguna. Tamoguna, rajasic guna is dynamic. Dynamic, always active. Doesn't know how to sit. Morning till evening, people say, I work 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, 20 hours a day. Nagendra used to tell, he used to get up at 4 o'clock in front of the computer up to 10 o'clock. Rajasic guna was predominant at that time. Rajasic, I can't relax. And somebody was saying that, why meditate, why waste time? Why waste time? Can't you do something? That there, rajasic pravritti. Sattvic pravritti, very calm, serene mind. The type of people you are employing for particular job also, if it is a R&D person, you need a sattvic person. Very calm, serene, can think. And if you are in the dynamic person, want to get things done, you have to be rajasic, very dynamic. Dynamic person. And if you want a person do nothing, just sit here. Just sit here, don't do. If anybody comes, just open the gate. Once a day or two, twice somebody will come, you just sit here, just open the, he will be very happy in that gate, in that job. Tamasic, it pravritti keeps on going, and the prakriti also, prakriti means nature. Nature, early in the morning, nowadays at 4 o'clock itself, birds starts singing. Birds can feel the positive energy in the nature, sattvic energy. Sattvic energy, in the scriptures they talk about, get up early in the morning, Brahmi Muhurta. When the nature is very calm, serene, sattvic, it's a time to invest. This is the sattvic. Invest onto this one. When the nature is calm and serene, invest on this one, and you can enrich this one. when the sun has come out, then it is a time for your shoulders and legs. Do the work. Rajasik. Go around, get the things done. Leg work and shoulder work. And in the night time, very dull, it's a stomach. I want to eat and sleep. It's a tamoguna. You eat and tamoguna, you want to retreat. It is there in the nature. What yoga is saying, that body has its own prakriti. Outside nature has its own prakriti. When you align your prakriti with the outside nature, you can get best out of this one. These sattvic, rajasic and tamas are called as guna. Guna means also rope. These are ropes. We are bound by our own nature. Bound by our own nature, and the prakriti binds us. We don't want to, right from the small baby you would have seen, maybe 2-day-old baby, 3-day-old baby, if you put something in the mouth, it starts spitting. Doesn't like. Like and dislike, it is a guna. I don't like that one, I am bound by that one. I like and I don't like. Prakriti binds us, and Bhuta Prakriti, the Prakriti has bound us even after our death in the new life. Yesterday somebody asked the question, even after the new life, if the Prakriti, if I have not modified, my Prakriti will be the same. Like and dislike will be the same in the next life also. What it is talking about, one who is beyond the Prakriti is Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, I am beyond the Prakriti. Tomorrow is Krishna Jayanti. I am beyond the Prakriti only by contemplating on one who is always free. Then only we can go out of this one. Only contemplating on another person also is bound. I am banking on that person as a role model. So, I am more and more go deeper. It is saying that, get connected to one who has gone beyond this guna, beyond the rope. I am in the jail, and when I go to the prison, they say one person was telling other person, not to worry, I will get you released. I have good connection. This person himself is in jail. He is telling others, not to worry, I will get you released. If you want to get out, you want to contemplate one who is always outside. One who is always outside can take you out. That is talking about that the one who is tamoguna. Tamoguna, last week I talked about, is called as kumana. Negative mind, dull mind. And mana means rajasic mind. It is sometimes here, sometimes there. Like a pendulum goes here and there like a yo-yo. And sattvic mind is pure mind. Pure mind. These three are the ropes. To get out of that one, there is a fourth one called as amana. Amana, amana, elevate yourself. Contemplate on, by contemplating on, one who is always free. Always free. Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about, you can elevate yourself, free yourself, get to the amana state through doing the karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, raja yoga. Karma yoga, amana, you are doing your best but not affected by the outcome. You are not bogged down. Bhakti yoga realizes that I am tuning to the will of the, whatever happens, it is will. It's a devotion through the bhakti yoga. Surrendering completely to the will of the, and accepting. I have no more mind, I am accepting. It is, outcome is not affecting the bhakta also. Jnana yoga, I talked about, it's through the discrimination ability. What is right, what is temporary, and analyzing that one, contemplating on what is always free. It's the jnana yoga. Meditation is a process. The Raja Yoga is a meditation. Meditation calming the mind, calming the modes of the mind through the mind, elevating your mind through the meditation. Through this Karma Yoga, either Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Raja Yoga, the Bhakti Yoga, one or the all combinations, you can reach yourself to the Amana state. Amana state. And one who has reached the Amana state, Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, for that person, what is the use of Vedas? What is the use of Upanishad? That person has realized the purpose. Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodakem tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataham. One who has realized the purpose of Veda, what he is talking about, he or she need not have to go by what is that saying, what is that saying. When I have elevated myself, when I have experienced that has a limited utility, like in a rainy day, flood everywhere, water has entered into the well in my garden, water has covered my well also. When water is there everywhere, what is the use of the well? Water has covered my well also. What is the use of well? Just hang upon my well, water has come everywhere. For that Amana state, one who has gone there, sees for that person, Vedas or Upanishad or scriptures no longer a yardstick for sadhana. That person has realized, I don't need somebody's opinion. I go and ask, what do you think, what should I do? When I experience that one, why have to bank on others? I have experienced Amana. I have reached the purpose of yoga, and Sri Krishna talks about one reaches the Amana, shanti comes. Prashantatma vigate bihi brahmachari vrate sthitaham manasamyamya machitta prashantatma vigata bihi then brahmachari vrate sthita. Then what is that? No, another one. Shanti mruchati. Shanti mruchati. Prashantatma vigata bihi brahmachari vrate sthitaham. And the shanti mruchati, when the prashantatma, when Amana is there, when shanti has got, that person realizes the unshakable peace dawns in. The shanti means sha anta. I talked about in the Upanishad class, sha means bliss. I am reveling within in my peak of my bliss. The peak of my bliss, shanti. Generally we say three times to I need peace of mind within. I need peace of mind in my house, around the people I interact, in the society I need the peace. I need the peace of mind from far and away. The peace, the one disturbance, they say, the if something is disturbed far and away, that ripple sooner or later reaches you. That is why shanti, may there be peace in far and away, may there be peace around me, may there be peace within me. That is why shanti is said. Shanti, it is only a peace mantra. It is an aspiration for a seeker. Amana is realizing that aspiration. No point in just saying shanti. I have to realize how to do that one. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says you can use any of those types, karma, bhakti, jnana or raja yoga, to go beyond, connect to me. I am always free. I am always free, connect to me. And one who is eternally free alone can pull out us out of bondage in life.